And this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a post-primary election morning. It was another strong showing for former Vice President Joe Biden in the race for the Democratic nomination for president. He won the state of Michigan and by a smaller percentage also beat Bernie Sanders in Washtenaw County. Where does that leave Sanders supporters now? Jeff Irwin is an Ann Arbor Democrat representing the 18th District in the Michigan Senate. Irwin has formally endorsed the candidacy of Bernie Sanders and is on the other end of the WEMU phone line. Thank you for the time today.
Good morning, David.
Were you surprised at the Michigan result yesterday, or did you kind of see it coming after last week's Super Tuesday results?
Well, it wasn't particularly surprising. Super Tuesday wasn't particularly surprising either. There's a lot of conservative states on Super Tuesday. And, of course, primary voters are a little bit older and a little more conservative than general election voters. So it wasn't a very surprising result. But as you mentioned, there were a lot of us who were excited about the issues that Bernie Sanders brought to the table. And we're hopeful up until late last night when we saw the results.
Well, that is the obvious and logical next question. Former Vice President Biden still has a way to go to get all the delegates needed to secure the Democratic nomination. So you're saying hope still exists for a Sanders comeback?
Well, I think that the Sanders campaign was always built on an eagerness to have big answers to the big problems that our nation faces. Answers like universal health care, like bold action on climate change. People rallied around him because they want to rally around a candidate who's talking about important issues like those and like poverty. And so, I think the next step for folks who are excited about that campaign is to continue talking about those issues and continue to press those issues to the front of the conversation.
While the Michigan race was called pretty quickly after the polls closed last night, results weren't finalized until early this morning. Have you heard, either via email or text message or voicemail, from members of your constituency in the 18th District about the primary results yesterday?
Not a whole lot. I was standing at the Ann Arbor City Clerk's office late into the evening trying to encourage voters to stay on the line and, talk to voters. And then after that, I was on the ice playing hockey, so I didn't really get a chance to really look at the results in detail or go through all my messages. But certainly throughout the course of the weekend, there were a lot of conversations with voters here in the 18th district, people who were excited about both candidates and both campaigns, and people who were just excited about our opportunity to vote for a Democratic nominee so that we could end the national embarrassment that's in the White House now.
Have an opinion there, don't you? Biden has more than three decades of a voting record in Washington, and a number of those votes fail to align with the more progressive and left-leaning wing of the Democratic Party. In your estimation, what would it take for former Vice President Biden to secure the support of the young social Democrats that so passionately are backing Bernie Sanders?
I think that Biden and his campaign have to work hard to speak to those voters, and I think that they have to work hard to speak to other voters, not just young voters, but people who are struggling. Show them that this campaign is going to mean something to them when Joe Biden becomes president. I think that Biden has a long record, as you point out, where there are a number of things he can point to where he has stood up for core Democratic values. I also think that the vice president and his campaign need to talk about the Supreme Court. They need to talk about the cabinet. They need to talk about how, under a Biden presidency, the Supreme Court and the cabinet will be filled with folks who are going to tell the truth and folks who are going to do the right thing. And I think that a lot of voters are going to respond to that. And frankly, I think that it was fear about what Trump has done to public service and our nation and our economy that really drove voters to support Joe Biden.
Looking ahead, if Biden were to win the nomination, who is it that you think would best serve as vice presidential candidate that could help secure a victory and put a Democrat back in the White House?
I think Biden needs to select a woman. I think he needs to select someone from the Midwest. When I think about folks who are strong candidates that fit those needs for his campaign, I think about folks like Governor Whitmer. I think about folks like Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. I think about folks like Stacey Abrams. She's not from the Midwest, but I do think that she would bring a lot of excitement to the campaign. So those are the folks who are at the top of my list.
Well, thank you so much for the time this morning. I do appreciate it, and thanks for sharing your perspective and views.
Thank you very much.
That is 18th District State Senator Jeff Irwin joining us this morning after the Michigan Democratic presidential primary election of yesterday. Irwin is an Ann Arbor Democrat who endorsed the losing candidate in Michigan's Democratic presidential primary, Bernie Sanders. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station.